Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. Plus, we've got a complete look at your futures market as well. All this on your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment here on Radio Oklahoma Network.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Around P&K Equipment, it's always tractor season. We're really proud of our John Deere lineup because it's stacked with capability and versatility, and it's changing what it means to own your tractor. And because it's all part of our promise to you, you'll also find some of the lowest industry prices and top-notch service. We call that the P&K experience. So stop by to meet the team and kick off your tractor purchase today, or visit us online at pkequipment.com. And remember, around here, John Deere starts with P&K.
Strong losses quickly developed in cattle futures today following the 11 a.m. release of the Cattle on Feed report. This added uncertainty to the entire market and puts additional bearishness on the entire market as well. There was additional pressure in live cattle futures late today. The Cattle on Feed report released early from the normal afternoon time slot due to the upcoming holiday weekend posted a total on-feed result of 108%. This is viewed as bearish for the market due to increased overall placement during the month of November. Front month December futures still holding a 7 cent per hundredweight gain, while the rest of the market is firmly lower with triple-digit losses in most nearby contracts. It's likely that next week's trade will remain sluggish given the holiday schedules for the first week of January. And in feeder cattle, despite sluggish market activity early today, markets turned sharply lower following the early release of the Cattle on Feed report. This posted overall placements at 114% in the 12-state category. Triple-digit losses, though, held in all nearby contracts, with prices seen from $1 to $1.50 per hundredweight lower. The fact that trade will not reopen until Tuesday likely to create some additional uncertainty in the market. And in grains today, it looks like March corn futures made a modest recovery from the new contract low posted earlier this week. As good as that sounds, there's also reasons to suspect this week's new low will stand as support. We have to admit there's nothing fundamentally bullish in corn happening to expect significantly higher prices anytime soon. In soybeans, March put a tourniquet on the steady downward slide of prices that soybeans have been in since December 5th. For now, though, the trend in March soybeans remains down. And finally, today in wheat, March Chicago wheat closed down 2.25 cents, but was up 6.5 cents for the week. This week's modest rally was helped by the anticipation of sub-freezing temperatures that reached as far south as the Texas Panhandle this morning and is expected to stay around for a while, along with the mostly dry weather throughout the southwestern U.S. plains. That's a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.